Damn.
For sure.
We are now, though. What's cracking?
Oh, what's up? What's up? You know, just getting off of work, man. Excited for this segment. I was not knowing if I should ask you for like a screening of the questions, or if this is just going to be like, you know, straight from the heart. So I'm ready regardless.
Straight from the heart, bro. You're a pretty well-spoken person, and I trust you'll be able to pull through. Let me ask you this. What's good, though?
You know, that is a great question. You know, I've listened to a couple of your podcasts, and I know that you always started off with that question. So good dough to me is, you know, if we're talking pizza, you know, good dough is when you have a nice solid crust, you know, when I think you can like pick up the pizza from the two edges and it doesn't flop. I think, you know, a good combination of soft and, you know, crunchy, you know, feeling in the dough, in the crust is a necessity. You know, I'm still a student of life. I'm still learning the proper times for how long the proof and whatnot, but yeah, that's my answer.
So I love you, man. That's a great answer. For anyone who doesn't know, I have my cousin Darby on, who has helped me with the two catering events that I've done for pizza. And what's crazy is like this dude just pulls through and helps me kill the event, because I thought our first event went well. And that first event we did for 40 people. It was you, me, and my brother. We brought a lot of stuff, made a lot of pizza. But this event, this one that we just did, we did 90 pizzas, estimated probably 100 people, and it was just you and me. And so I really want to start off this conversation by saying, first and foremost, thank you so much. Like, couldn't have done this without you.
Yeah, of course, Guia. You know, like, you know, even when I saw you start this podcast, like, I saw how deep you went in growing up. Like, you were our oldest and in my eyes, wisest cousin, you know? So I saw that, you know, you had your ventures and you're a very ambitious person. Like, you know, I wanted to be able to make time to help you out. And in my opinion, like they were both successes, you know? Like, you know, the first one was like a little bit of a smaller scale compared to this last one. And, you know, we had a good trial and error phase. Like I can definitely say that we were a lot more prepared for this one. If I can make comparisons, like for example, the dough, for our first event, I noticed, the dough was kind of like a little bit more proofed than you would want it to be. But like for the second event, like by the time that we got to the last ends of the dough, it seemed like they were perfectly proofed. You know, they weren't too overproof to where it was kind of like hard to work with. You know, I was having fun, like stretching it, like tossing it in the air and everything. Like I thought like every good thing that we could have leveled up from the last event, like went well for sure. You know, and I can only imagine for whatever next event that you have, like we're just going to level up even more.
Dude, you outlined exactly what I wanted to talk about in this conversation. Like the first event, yes, we had some failures. I would call them lessons even, but you got to have those mistakes, those first trials where you learn from in order to get better. And yes, the dough for the first event, completely different, like similar in terms of the hydration level for all my dough nerds out there, but last time we used sourdough, last time I was mixing a little too hot, last time we didn't have proper refrigeration. So by the time we were like well into the event, dude, I was worried that our dough was going to rip. I was worried that the pizzas were not going to be circular. But this time we locked it down. I used instant dry yeast. We had a fridge. And I think the best thing about it, or like one of the most important things about it, was the way we wrapped the dough balls.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Period. I'm sorry. Like that was, cause even if they did like, you know, proof a little bit, they still kept that same shape, you know? And then once it hit the, excuse my pronunciation, semolina, semolina.
Yeah.
It was like butter, man. Like I could not have asked for it. Better dough.
And for anyone wondering what Darby's experience with dough is, you're a manager over at Pizza My Heart, so you know a thing or two about tossing some good pizza.
Oh yeah. It's my favorite part about working there, to be completely honest with you. But you know, we do have larger volumes, so we do get our dough frozen. But you know, I can say I've learned a little bit about like the proofing process over the years. You know, I haven't really gone to the lengths of like experimenting with like my own dough and like making my own dough, but you know, always interested in the art.
Yeah. Let's talk about what were the things that you noticed that was different about this event compared to the last one outside of dough.
For the first event, if I can remember correctly, we only had two ovens, right?
Yes.
So one thing is we only had two for the first event, and for this event, I know that we brought four. Ended up mainly using just two or three, but that fourth one was definitely good for the rush and like when we had to heat up the sauce for post-bake toppings. So I think in terms of preparation, you know, having that fourth oven was good because of the volume of people that we did have. You know, I think it was awesome that we went through all of the product, or for the dough at least. Like, you know, we were able to go through, it was 90 pizzas, it was 45 thins, and then 45 Sicilian styles, you know. We were able to, like, make food for people and have them take home leftovers, you know. Like I'm all about no food waste, so you know, the fact that we were able to like get through all of that, and I know compared to the first one, I think we did have a couple extra doughs in the end. You know, like I can't count how many times throughout the night people were coming up to thank us, asking us questions. Like, you know, it just felt really good to kind of like, you know, have that connection with people that are eating food that you're making. Like everyone was like really, really like interested, like genuinely, like, you know, they were asking about like what kind of sauce you had, where you got it from and everything. I could say from when I first started for the second event, you know, I'm not too experienced with the uni ovens. I did burn some of the edges on a lot of the pizzas at first. So that learning curve was kind of like, there's a little, not difficult. I feel like after the first couple of pizzas, you know, it's like you really have to like keep your eye on the oven. It's like you can stick a pizza in the oven and then like walk off to go stretch another dough. It's like you have to like be very, very persistent on like keeping your eye on it. So moving on forward, like I think for the rest of that night after I burned my first crust, I think we were pretty spot on with the rest of the pizzas.
For sure. I just had a random question about something that you said. Do you get that type of interaction at Pizza My Heart? Like, do you ever get, hey, what's in your sauce? Or do you get as many interested people in a day or a week or a month talking to you about dough or just interested in your food like that?
Yeah. To a certain extent, I definitely think so. You know, like, you know, one of our core values at Pizza My Heart is keeping it real, you know? So when, sometimes we get a lot of people coming in for the first time, like, you know, they haven't had our pizzas before. So they do have like their initial questions and everything. You know, working there, like I've learned to kind of just keep it real with them. Like, you know, they do a lot of them from what I've learned, like, are from like the East Coast. Like they've had like that legit New York pizza, and you know, they've complimented us for like having, you know, very, very similar pizza to the pizza in New York, which I think is really cool. But you know, as far as like for that specific day, like it was so much interaction, to be completely honest with you. Like,
sometimes too much,
heart, you know? Yeah. Yeah. I remember at one point, like we were like on the last end of like making a bunch of like orders, and you know, nice gentleman, Jim, like you were talking about like some bread and dough, and I was 100% interested in the conversation. I just felt bad a little bit because we were like maybe a little behind on orders, or I wasn't stretching fast enough, but you know, the connections are what I live for, man. Like just seeing the smiles on people's faces after they get like a good pie, like, and I'm not going to lie, man. Like we had a couple slices for that day. Like, dude, it was good dough. Like, like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, that first bite that we took together when we took a little break, it's like,
oh yeah,
yeah. You like last time we ate before the event or right before the event started, I think. I don't know, but this time I remember you and I had just like busted out a number of pies. I think it was like after the first rush, we looked at each other. We were kind of getting hungry, and we both bit into pizza, and we were just like, dude. Fuck yeah.
my eyes started to roll back a little bit, man. I started grunting, like I was about to do my little pizza dance.
yeah. On the note of having conversations, Jim's probably going to listen to this episode because he's a regular listener of the podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What's up, Jim?
No, like he and, you know, all of the family and all the supporters were just super excited for us to be there, you know, providing amazing food and this experience to the party goers that, of course, it's like a given when you are doing a catering event. And I feel like the people who are listening to this are either doing catering events or interested in doing catering events. And so I think what's cool is that we're really setting this expectation for them. Like, yo, go to an event. You don't just go there to grunt out 100 pizzas, right? You're going there as an experience, as entertainment. And I feel like that should be what you expect to go, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to phrase that any differently.
Oh no. Like, you hit it on the dot right there. Like, you know, it's, you know, given that, like, you know, for a catering event, there's going to be food, you know, but like, you know, that some would say that's just like the icing on the cake, you know, like just being able to go to these kinds of events, like, and like make those genuine connections. Like when you talk to people, like find out about new spots, you know, when you go to these places that, you know, you wouldn't have tried otherwise. Like, and people come from like a lot of different backgrounds and everything. So I think it's great, you know, like, you know, even on this episode, like, you know, people are going to be able to listen to our struggles that we had and how we like improved on them from the last event. And like, hopefully, like, you know, people would be able to like grow off of that.
For sure. Are you looking to level up your pizza game? If so, I highly suggest that you check out Ooni, the unrivaled leader when it comes to pizza ovens. Ooni pizza ovens are a total game changer. With the ability to reach up to 900 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll have the power to be able to make the pizza of your dreams. What I love about Ooni is their portability and versatility. You can bring them anywhere, or you can keep them on your patio or in your backyard. And you can make a ton of different styles of pizza with it. They're so fun to use. And guess what? You can use them to start your pizza business too. So whether you're a passionate home pizza baker or a budding entrepreneur, you gotta get with Ooni. Use the affiliate link in the show notes. That way, you can let my sponsors know that you heard about them through What's Good Dough. Thank you for supporting me and my sponsors. Hey, pizza pal. Did you know a staggering 18% of Americans make a move each year? So even if your business is firing on all four cylinders, you could be waving goodbye to one in every five customers. Oh no. With Our Town America's new mover welcome program, you can seamlessly replace those customers who've relocated. Imagine this. There's a family settling around the corner, seeking out their next favorite restaurant. They're in the midst of creating new routines and, yes, on the hunt for their next bomb slice of pizza. Here's your chance to shine amidst the sea of quote-unquote restaurants near me. Now picture this, a tailored, warm, welcome gift arriving at their doorstep, precisely when they need it most. And here's the secret sauce. By joining forces with Our Town America, you'll learn how to transform these fresh faces into devoted long-term customers. So, are you ready to dive in? Connect with Susan at 480-678-1366 or send her an email at susan@ourtown.net. That's susan@ourtown.net or 480-678-1366. A lot of pizza makers are using the wrong type of olive oil for their dough. Let me explain. Using commodity olive oil can have a detriment to your pizza, and I'm talking about a huge one. Whether it's rancidity or a nasty smell, you don't want that on your masterpiece. Say goodbye to commodity oil and say hello to Cordo olive oil. Cordo olive oil is the ultimate choice for pizza makers like us. Why? Because they use quality olives, they harvest it at their peak, and they store it securely so that when you purchase the olive oil, it is fresh. They pick their olives at their peak, they harvest it, and they secure it in a safe way. That way, it's ready for you when you make your purchase. The choice is yours. Do you want an explosion of flavor, or do you want that nasty, bitter taste on top of your pizza or in your dough? Anytime you need some Cordo olive oil, use the link in the show notes or DM me, and I'll send you that link personally. I appreciate you for supporting me and my show sponsors.
Do you mind if I ask you a question? I know this is your podcast, but I always have this one question for, you know, people that are just interested in food, and especially for pizza, you know, and my question is, what is your favorite unconventional pizza topping to put on a pizza?
Unconventional,
you know, I literally just looked up this word so I can know if I could, if I'm using it right, but like...
Yeah.
Mine is chicken tenders, just to throw it out there. Ooh. You know, like maybe not full like steak when it's raw, but like maybe after like a half bake or like to top it off, just to give that like texture, a little bit more texture and crunch to the pizza.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, the first thing I wanted to say was rice.
Rice. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like little dollops of rice. Like, I don't even know if I would cook it on, but it just kind of is a good chase. Like, if I have a meaty pizza, if you think about it, like, you and I grew up with, like, rice with every meal. And so...
Everything.
So, like, to eat, like, a pizza that has, like, steak or chicken on it or some type of, you know, even, like, a Filipino topping, like that sisig pizza, like, all I wanted was a side of rice with my pizza. And sometimes...
Oh, dude.
What I'll do is just like put the rice on top of the slice and eat it like that. And it's just like perfection to me. So weird.
That sounds awesome. Just like some plain white rice on top. Yes. Like,
yes.
Oh, I got to try that sometime, honestly.
Dude, it's so good. Even with pepperoni, man. Pepperoni, rice, and ranch. People are thinking like, what the hell? Dude, it's fire. If you have the taste buds that you and I grew up with.
I'm gonna send you a picture later, before and after, and we'll see if I finish it.
Let's go. Earlier you said something along the lines of like the first pizza, you know, you were getting used to the uni ovens, it was a little charred. And I wanna say like what's crazy it's crazy that like even that pizza that we burnt, we ended up like reheating and serving to drunk people later and they ate it.
Yeah.
So like, I don't even feel bad about that, but like if we can prevent burning pizzas, why not? Right. And so one of the things that I would like to improve upon for next time, and if you're game, is that I would like to let you borrow one of my uni ovens like a week or two before, just so you can play around with it.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. But on that note, what is something you would like to improve for next time, if anything?
If anything, okay. A couple things I was thinking about, and we already kind of touched base on it, but first and foremost is probably being a little bit more experienced on the ovens. And I think for like the second half of that previous event, I thought I was doing pretty good, you know? But just moving on forward, I would like to make sure that the whole pizza is kind of more on like the evener side, like evenly baked. That's one of my goals. Like the presentation always looks good if like I think that all the color is very synchronized. Another thing I would say would maybe be not for some of my pizzas. I had some crust that was like a little bit on the flatter side. I kind of want to practice my techniques with making like a nice fluffy crust. Those are probably my top two goals that I have.
Yeah, for sure. And I think those two are easily fixed. I mean, shoot, I could easily make you a couple of dough balls that we're going to be using for the party and give you an uni oven next time to play with. Yeah, so no problem at all there. Just it all comes down to practice, right?
Heck yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah. I haven't given too much thought as to what I would do differently next time, aside from giving you an uni oven to play with. I think just overall, in my words, I thought the event was pretty fire. And I don't know if you have a different word to describe it or a different set of words to describe it. If you could describe it, what would you say?
Just to wrap it up, you know, like fire, like you, I was going to use that honestly, but you know, if I have to use a different term, I think it was a great success. Like, awesome. You know, I know it was just me and you, who were the only ones that like, you know, were doing most of the cooking and setting up, but you know, we did have like a lot of other people that were at the event that were, you know, helping us out in other ways, like, you know, asking if we needed like, you know, water, drinks. It's like the little stuff like that, you know, like, yeah. Kind of like brought us all together, you know, like I felt like, you know, I knew some people there. I didn't know a lot of people there, but even the people that I didn't know, like they treated me like family, like, you know, so I think everything went as perfect as it could have, you know. And obviously like we have like our stuff that we're kind of like nitpicking and like stuff that we can go that could go like better in the long run, but you know, as for this was like your event and I was helping you out, I thought you did like a great job with like, you know, delegating tasks and like what needed to be done, you know, like with both on what our strong suits were and also recognizing what we were like could improve on, and even, you know, letting me know like, hey, like I want you to be on ovens just to get like that practice, you know, and like just that little thing, like, you know, kind of put that focal point in my head and be like, okay, like I gotta focus on ovens now. Like, you know, I remember you hopped in to like pound out a couple of the pizzas and everything, and I was like, all right, this is a good chance for me to practice what I need to do. Like, so and just to sum it all up, I know you already used fire, but I'd say a great success.
You say is my event, but like honestly, like I felt like it was our event. Like we were definitely a partnership, I believe. I think it's different because everyone knew me there, and so I feel like a lot of the feedback was directed towards me, but I definitely think that people recognized how hard you worked and how important you were, and like on the side conversations where you weren't present, like people just had amazing things to say about you, and you really held yourself up to a very high standard with my wife's side of the family, and they love you, man. So I definitely think that, you know, if we ever do these again for my wife's side of the family, you know, you're gonna be like welcomed with even bigger open arms. And I think that if you're ever down to do this again for other folks, I definitely think that you should take more ownership if you like, because I feel like it's deserved. Like I couldn't do this without you. And even though I'm the one doing the prep and signing the folks up, like, dude, you're stretching pizzas, you're cooking, you're making this happen, and it couldn't be done without you. And so I can't say how thankful I am. I can't say it enough. Couldn't have done this without you, man. Appreciate you.
Of course, Guya. Of course. You know, like, and it was a really fun experience too. And like I said, moving forward, like, I'm down to help out whenever I'm available. You know,
for sure.
And yeah, I really do appreciate, like, you know, you letting me know like a couple weeks in advance too. I know I got this new position at work, but you know, I was like, okay, like Saturday night, I put myself 6 days beforehand, told my crew, all right, I need this Saturday off. They're like, all right, cool. And yeah, no, I'm just glad that we were able to make it happen, man. Sick. And you know, going based off what you said of, you know, giving me a lot of the credit, you know, like I do appreciate that, you know. And like, even at the party, like everyone else, like they were like kind of like joking around with me. They're all like, oh, like you really making this happen for Guya Idriff, and like just juicing me up and everything. So, you know, I definitely felt the love at the party. Like, and everyone had like such high spirits and everything. Like, man, at some point it didn't even feel like we were working.
No.
It was a fun time, man.
That's honestly the best thing. That's like the best thing that you can wish for, is that when you're doing a job, it's like just you're in flow. And I definitely felt that almost the entire day, man. Like, it was laborious. Yeah. I think, oh, another one of the things that I'll improve is getting higher tables, because I'm sorry about your back. My back was feeling it too, bro.
No worries. Hey, if I can recommend anything, you have a pull-up bar at home?
Yeah.
Do some dead hangs, man. Yeah. That'll help stretch out your spine.
For sure. I did some yesterday, actually, in addition to my pull-up. So, yeah. Yeah, let's take care of our bodies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That way we can, you know, prepare ourselves for the next one. But definitely for the next one, I'm gonna have a solution for the higher tables. I already have one in mind.
Awesome. Cool.
What do you wanna leave the audience with today, man?
What do I wanna leave the audience with? See, this is a question that I wasn't prepared for, but you know, like I said at the beginning of the interview, I'm gonna try and take it from the heart, you know, and it's if you got a dream, you know, like the only thing that's stopping you from doing your dream is yourself. Like, you know, you're going to have people to tell you, no, you can't do that or anything. But like, you know, you put your mind to it. If you like, you know, if you're an ambitious soul, even if you're not ambitious, like, you know, if you have a dream, you have list down the things, what you need to do to get to that dream. And you just tackle it one thing at a time. You know, if I can say anything else, it's do what you love. And I know that's so cliche, but like I've been in pizza for almost 6 years, and one of the reasons why I've stayed was, you know, I love making pizzas. You know, I'm lucky enough to be working for a company that, you know, their core values, you know, include family and keeping it real, you know, making surprises, you know, trusting in karma. You know, like I've lived a pretty cool 6 years, and I'm happy to see where the rest of them go.
I love that, man. Thank you for keeping it real, and thanks for joining me on the show. I appreciate you, man, and love you, dude. Thank you.
Love you too, Kuya. Thanks for having me on.